This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's Mother's Day message is presented by Sister Jean DeSalvio and is entitled, Challenges, Choices, and Changes.
That was a long offertory. I took a little break today from the offertory, but I love the message. He raises us up by Salah, and I just appreciate the words of that. So my message this morning is entitled, Challenges, Choices, and Changes. I heard about that. That's what preachers do sometimes. They pick three words with the same letter, so I thought I'd try it. Anyway, but as an introduction, I want to ask you, do you remember where you were last year at this time, Mother's Day? Do you have any recall? Well, I wasn't here last year on Mother's Day. And there haven't been too many Sundays since, I don't know, 30 or more years ago, Pastor Landis asked me if I would kind of lead the Sunday, Mother's Day Sunday service. But I had been asked to chaperone a choir trip from my school to Boston a long time before Mother's Day last year. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And then when I realized it was the same Sunday as Mother's Day, I was committed. But it was a great trip. But I miss being here, home, with the church family and my family, and I'm so happy that I can be here today. As we honor our mothers today, I am thinking about Judge Jeanine Pirro. I don't know how many of you watch her show, Saturday nights. She's got a show. She's a famous New York judge. She's quite outspoken, and I enjoy her show, but she just lost her mom about 3 weeks ago. Her mom passed away. And not last night, but the week before, at the end of her show, she kind of gave a tribute to her mother. And I'm telling you, she said wonderful things about her mother, words of admiration, inspiring things her mother had done, the respect and love she had for her. And she alluded to the obstacles that this woman had. I think she grew up in a foreign country that did not value women and didn't really allow women freedoms and rights and the opportunity to get an education and be a an influential member of society. And I just cried along with her. She was so sad as she spoke these words. Then last night, she comes on again, does her show, and at the end, her admonition to people were, if you can hug your mom today, if you can love on her today, do it. Because I'll be visiting my mom someplace else today. It was so heartrending, and I know that many of you here are dealing with losses, serious losses, and they are hard, and you can only hope and pray that the Lord is here with you and with others trying to cope with these losses. But a theme that came out to me was that challenges are something that we all face. No matter whether you're a mom, no matter who you are, we all face our own group of challenges. And they may differ from place to place, person to person, time period in history, cultural environment, but we all have our own set of challenges. Nobody escapes them. And you may be familiar with some of the challenges that your own mom faced. They could have been things like financial issues. Maybe your mother had to deal with illness or bad relationships, broken relationships, abandonment, substance abuse, death, or something else. It brings me to our scripture for today, which I found in Exodus. And Sherry is going to read for us Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. So the leader of Egypt at that time was the Pharaoh, and he was concerned. After Joseph had brought the Israelites to Egypt, they prospered and multiplied, and their numbers grew so large that Pharaoh feared they could upset the balance of power. So he enslaved them, and still they grew in numbers. Then, in this chapter, this verse that Sherry just read, he declares a new law. If you give birth to a son, you are to throw him in the river and let him drown. Now, people reading this account in 2019 could have a lot of different reactions to the story in these verses, such as, how could somebody declare a law like that? What about human rights? What about civil rights? What about the limits on a ruler's power? Here's where your history, your knowledge of history, can help you answer that question. Plug for my former job, history teacher. For thousands of years, there were no limits on a ruler's power. They could pretty much do whatever they wanted, and they did whatever they wanted. So here is this woman, and she has a choice. When people face the inevitable challenges that will come their way, they have to consider what choices will they take and what will they do in response to these challenges. And there are always things about challenges you can change, but learning to focus on what you can change is an extremely important skill to learn in this life. It reminds me of one of my favorite prayers, the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity, which is calmness, peacefulness, untroubled spirit. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is a profound prayer. The characters in Exodus are Amram, okay? And this was Amram's choice in this situation. She could obey Pharaoh and drown her baby boy, try to run away, which was pretty hard for slaves, she was a slave, end it all, use a substance to dull her pain. I'd like us to have a little bit more of this text read. Jane, could you read Exodus 2, verses 1 and 2, followed by, I believe it's Sue?
And the Lord commanded the house of Levi, except the wife and daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was about the child, she hid him in the house. And when she could not longer hide him, she took from him an arm of bulrushes, and daubed him with slime and pitch, and put the child there, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brim. And his sister stood afar off to get what would be done to him.
Thank you. You know who we're reading about, right? Moses. Yes, it's Moses. And so his mother Amram had choices, okay? As I mentioned previously, she had a lot of choices as to how she could have handled that. But she didn't throw the baby in the river. She hid him. She built an ark for him, smaller ark. She must have known something about slime and pitch. I wouldn't have the slightest idea how to make a waterproof little ark for a baby to be floating in a river. And then she chooses to put it close to the spot in the river where the Pharaoh's daughter comes down to wash, to bathe. And she has the baby sister, what was her name? Miriam, thank you. Take a position where she could watch and see what would happen to that baby. That was a risky set of choices. That could have gone very poorly in a lot of ways. She had no guarantees on how this would turn out. I want to deviate, though, for a moment. There are thousands of babies that are born and then abandoned, given up, or taken away. Now, previously in history. And their stories are huge examples of challenges, both for the mothers and the children. We have a group of students in our school who have been adopted. They meet with one of our student assistance counselors and talk about some of the issues they deal with because they were adopted. And they have issues, just as we all do, but they have certain special issues. And at least once a year, they go into a senior health class at our school and they kind of tell their story. This came about because about 12 years ago, One of our health teachers gave an assignment to the class. He said to the students, I want you to go home and ask your mother what it was like to be pregnant with you. And this particular student in the class, she was very upset because she couldn't go home and ask her mother because she didn't know who her mother was. She was adopted. And so that was one of the things that was talked about in the adoption group, and they decided that they should let their peers know a little bit more about what it is to be, what it's like to be adopted. So they spoke about things like being left by a certain gate in China with only their birth date on the blanket, or living in an orphanage in Russia, or being brought up by their grandparents because their biological parents couldn't overcome whatever it was that would keep them from mothering their children. Sometimes the parents died in an accident or whatever, and now the grandparents are raising them. So I usually go in and listen to these one of these classes, and they tell, these students tell very, very personal stories. And to me, they're very brave to do that in front of their peers. And they don't want any pity. Many of them express gratitude for the opportunity for a better life that they got by these adoptive parents. And it's always a very moving experience for me. Adoption is a theme that comprises a critically important theme in the Bible. It describes aspects of the relationship we share with God the Father. Margaret, could you read Romans 8, 15 through 17? So any person sitting in this room who has received Jesus Christ as their Savior, you're adopted. You're adopted. And that's a very special relationship to be adopted. We're heirs. Do you know what we're heirs to? God is our Father. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. They don't even know what's out in that universe. We don't have telescopes that can see that far. It's amazing. We're heirs to so much, being adopted as the children of God. Moses was adopted. But who ended up caring for him? His mother. Now that's a twist on the story of adoption, and leave it to God to work out some very interesting details in people's lives. So God was at work in Amram's life, blessing and using the choices she made that would result in Moses surviving, becoming adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, and being used of God to accomplish a very important part of God's plan for the Jewish people. Challenges lead to choices, and choices lead to changes. The changes that were made in Moses' life due to his mother's choices included his new home. Instead of being raised as a Hebrew slave, he was brought up in Pharaoh's palace with all of the privileges that that environment could give. They say that we live better now in 2019 than kings and queens lived in the past. But be that as it may, I would have liked to try a day in the palace in the Pharaoh's palace. But Moses would face his own challenges and make choices that led to murder. His motive in killing an Egyptian man who was abusing a Hebrew slave might have been noble, but it was still punishable by death. And so he fled to the desert, where he lived a lowly life for many years, learning new lessons that God would use to accomplish his will. And when the time was right, Moses became a mighty instrument in the hand of God, used to bend the powerful will of the proud and stubborn Pharaoh. And finally, after much pain and trouble, Pharaoh decided to let the Hebrew slaves go free so that eventually they could enter the promised land. What changes did my mother, Sulve Andreessen Fitzgerald, make when faced with the challenges she faced in her life? I want to say her name today. Some of you know her. Some of you know of her. When my father passed away, and she remarried at another point. So her full name was Sulve Andreessen Fitzgerald. I'm a former Andreessen. She met financial challenges by going to school, getting a degree in nursing, and then getting a job as an industrial nurse. She worked for the American Can Company, AT&T. Those are some of the big companies. She'd go in for a 4 to 12 shift, and she used to say she got a rest because she could have a dinner hour and she could have a break. And another change that she made was she became a faithful visitor and caregiver to her own mother and her sister as they faced aging and serious mental health conditions. She read her Bible. That was part of her daily regimen. She brought her children to Sunday school and church. I was one of the five of them. She donated money to many causes, trying to help those in need. She never even knew who they were. What changes did your mom make in order to try to handle the challenges in her life? I'm sure we could be here for quite a while hearing the different stories about what was done. Thinking about that is one way we can honor our mothers today, whether they're here or not. And lastly, what changes are you and I making to basically become more like Christ? There are always going to be challenges for all of us every day we live. Just getting up in the morning brings risks. Sometimes we don't make it out of bed well. Lots of falls and other things that happen. But we continue, hopefully, to grow in the knowledge of God's Word. And if we do that, He'll lead us in making our choices and guiding us through the changes that will satisfy us and, as His children, will help spread the knowledge of His love, forgiveness, the eternal life, and peace He offers, and will bring Him the honor and the glory while doing this. Thank you.
I think we were all blessed this morning by that wonderful sermon, Gene. Next week, you know, you can get right back. I did want to focus on one thing you said, which really got my attention. You said you'd like to spend one day as a Pharaoh. And I was pretty impressed by that. Yeah, in the palace is the Pharaoh. It's very impressive. She'd be the Pharaoh and I'd still be a slave. I had to get that in. And I'm also in big trouble. Hymn number 401.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more.
I guess I don't have to tell you the words are also up here on PowerPoint. Thank you so much, Jane, for that special.
Open now the crystal fountain, whence the healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me all my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fear subside. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee. I will ever. give to thee.
And to all the women here this morning, a happy and wonderful day. And to those of you who are moms, happy Mother's Day. God bless you.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.